Hey everybody, welcome back to the Blade Runner Minute. I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
And we're here talking about Minute 47.
Minute 47, with the pretty music in the beginning.
I don't like you interrupting me.
I'm sorry. You took a really long pause.
I told you, I like to breathe.
Okay.
Minute 47 starts with us back on the mean streets of Los Angeles 2019, and ends with the Cambodian lady reciting the serial number of the scale that Deckard gave her. All right, that's thank you.
Was that a breath or a pause? I don't know. Like, was it my turn?
I like that you ask, though.
I do that a lot, where I pause and I look at you and you're like, I'm done.
What'd you like about 47? What didn't you like about 47? What's up
with 47? I don't know if I think of it in 47? Terms
you,
of...
Did you watch 47? What do you think about 47? Go ahead.
Are you okay today?
Oh, no, I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I had a little shot of cognac before we started.
Obviously. I like the music in the beginning. They're singing in another language. Kind of has almost an Arabic feel, right? But I don't know if that's the actual...
It sounded like that to me, but I didn't do any research.
I didn't either. I wasn't
looking at
that.
I like the instrumentation. I like the instruments behind
it. I do. I like it. I like the singing to it. It's kind of like this aerial shot that they're zooming into the town again, into the mean streets.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if you know that this was filmed on the Warner Brothers backlot.
Okay.
It's the New York street scene.
New York street scene?
Yeah, it's the backlot for the New York street. Oh. And that they added to make it look like LA 2019.
Okay, so it's a set of Friends.
Yeah, I would assume that's the same backlot.
Okay.
Like they have all those ready, like the way they have like the Western stage.
I don't know that Friends shoots on the Warner Brothers.
It probably did.
Backlot. I'm just.
But you get the idea.
Yeah.
It cost them $1 million to construct this, to make it look like this.
Not for this. Oh, for the movie. You're talking about this, to bring in all those sets and the little storefronts and the...
They really just changed the angle each time they were on the street to make it easier. It's only really like a one block kind of thing, even like half a block, but it cost them $1 million. That was all. We hear $1 million, like, that's it? They always spend $1 million? But that was a lot of money.
Back then.
It's still a lot of money for like normal people like us, but in the terms of movie making, that's not a lot of money anymore. But that was a huge deal.
I know. When they were filming this, people gave Ridley Scott such a the people that were financing the movie and helping him make the movie were complaining all the time about his budget.
Mm-hmm.
So what would the alternative be? Like he goes to the office and fights for the $1 million to make the scene look the way it looks now, and because he's such a visionary. He always knew it was going to... I need this to be the hustle and bustle and steamy and wet and greasy. And
I need to see the city.
It needs to smell through the TV. People need to smell this through the movie screen. And what would your bean counter say at that point? What's he, you know, can we do it for like $100,000?
Where are you going to give me the money from?
Put a couple of crates there with some chickens. Great. And then somebody walks back and forth with a plate of glass.
They'll say, great, where are you going to take the money from to use it onto this?
Right. But my point is, the guy really fought to make this movie look...
Yeah, and everybody on set hated him, so...
We'll talk about that during the credits. We're doing one episode for the credits, right?
I would hope so, unless we're going to talk about each name on the credits. But
it's coming up soon, actually. This is minute 47. We're almost done.
This is not soon. This is not...
It's a 50-minute movie. What are you talking about?
So, yeah, as we're zooming into the scene, there's a dude walking by with this, like, leather hat on with a giant bird, like a falcon almost. And it reminds me of, like, have you ever seen the Falconeers? The people who fly falcons that have the little hood on their heads and on their arm, and they wear, like, the gear.
Go, Mordecai.
He basically has a bird hat.
The guy did, or the bird did?
Yeah, the bird's sitting on his head.
What was the bird? It looked like a giant crow to me.
I thought it was a falcon.
Because it didn't sound like a crow.
I think it was a falcon. Mm. I think it was a falcon. And then I start to wonder things like, the bigger your animal... The more status you have, right? Like, if you just have a little replicant mouse, like, you got a cool mouse. I have an iguana. And then the next people are like, I have this cow in my living room.
I was gonna save what this area looks like for the next
one. Yeah, I want to talk about that next one. That's why I didn't get into it.
I'll just briefly ask and discuss. Are they making giant mice and gigantic dogs the size of cars?
Maybe they are. People order it, right? But you would want something as realistic as possible.
Yeah, I know. I'm joking.
Which brings me to a different point that I'll say in a little bit. But as he's seeing these people, You see these stalls, you see the bird on his head, and then you see this...
It's not on his head.
It's totally on the man's head.
All right.
And then you come to a stall that has all these fish decorations.
Okay.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And there's this giant-looking pot thing in front of this woman, and she has, you know, the Cambodian-style hat. I'm just going to call her the Cambodian woman.
Well, I'm calling her Cambodian lady because on the x-ray of Amazon Prime...
They called her Cambodian.
It says Cambodian lady.
I assume that Deckard was getting something more to eat, some more noodles. Some, like, fish noodles.
Oh, okay.
Like, if I don't know the rest of the scope of what's going to happen, I was like, oh, he's at another food stall. I was like, what's he going to get this time?
Because
there's fish on the thing. Like, we don't know enough of this world for me to say, like, oh, this is the place where they make animals. That I would assume this is the place where you eat the animals.
I love this shot. I love the way the camera pans over the neon signs again and this that the top of that store that I guess they're selling animals or... What the hell are
there's
they
a
doing?
Name to this place, but I'm gonna save it for the next store.
Did you see there's a giant swordfish on her
stall? Yeah,
on the,
she had all these different fish hanging
from it. Yeah, the threshold
it.
Almost. Mm-hmm. It's on
the sides of her stall.
On the top there is a little
her
shark.
Her wares.
We talked about the giant bird.
Yeah, someone walks by as we're about to see Deckard.
You saw the ostrich.
And her? No, that's not here.
No, it's here too. They're standing there holding an ostrich.
Okay, but there's a dude who walks by with something glowing, a blue glow rod. I swear to God, I think he's holding a lightsaber.
Most of the umbrellas in this movie.
They're all lit up.
They have illuminated.
He looks like he's holding a lightsaber.
Shafts.
And I was like, look, there goes Luke passing Han Solo.
Just keeping his lightsaber
just
on.
Just keeping it real. I'm there for backup.
Deflecting raindrops.
Deflecting them or vaporizing them?
One and the same.
Deflecting means they bounce back the other way.
Off.
Vapor
Whoa.
Will turn it into vapor.
Okay, well, I'm stupid, and I don't do words good, so I said
so a perfect thing for you to do would be podcast,
specifically,
so you use those words.
That's why I'm here, man. Right. Deflect would be if it didn't...
They bounce
if
back
they
like
didn't
the bullets.
Vaporize
like the...
to the touch of the laser sword. Okay, all right, you got me.
Which leads me to ask the question, how come the blaster bolts, pew, pew, in Star Wars...
Yeah.
How come they're deflected by the lightsaber and not vaporized?
Because they're not liquid.
Okay, then why aren't they... It doesn't feel
absorbed.
Like it would be deflected, right? Light deflects deflects light?
Wrong podcast.
Wouldn't it be reflexed?
But I think they've talked about this on the Star Wars Minute.
They find
because
it
I don't understand why Obi-Wan could absorb Dooku's lightning in Episode 2. But they don't absorb the laser blasts. I mean, there's an obvious difference. One's lightning and one's a laser blast. So, I guess it's... But either
I don't
way,
know. I have problems with both.
Moving on, there's another swordfish.
Uh-huh.
And it's gutted in the middle. There's, like, the whole middle portion out.
Mm-hmm. And you see, like, organs.
Wires.
Yeah.
And gears and stuff.
I totally didn't notice it until I watched it the third time to see that.
Like, I'm glad you noticed it.
And I was
freaked
just like,
me out. I was like, what is that supposed to mean?
But again, I just assumed it was like electric display where the lights were broken.
It's just a light.
I got to fix some tinker things with it, like, and fix it.
Oh, that's a nice theory.
I thought it was a food stall.
This second swordfish that has the middle section exposed and there's wires and gearboxes and stuff inside, you're saying that's probably one of the signage. For the store.
That's what I immediately assumed. Yeah. But again,
I didn't know what the
knowing
hell
what I know about this minute and what I know about where they are, seeing gears inside of this replicant
that's
fish.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
Right?
Freaks me
mechanical.
Out.
It's mechanical.
Freaks
they
me
are,
out.
They, the filmmakers, again, I'm going to reiterate, the filmmakers did not have a clear understanding.
That's your theory, right?
Of... What they, like, they were jumping back and forth with whether they would be mechanical or not. And we were recently watching that documentary on the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Or the DVD or whatever it was. That was showing storyboards.
Yeah.
Right? And the storyboards clearly had them as mechanical. Like,
yeah.
There's no...
Totally did.
There's no doubt about that. They were clearly mechanical.
Are you looking for a rubber band? Did
your
rubber band
right.
come out of your hair?
It did come out of my hair. I have pigtails? Yeah, no, not pigtails. I have two braids in my hair. Like, what was her name? The farm girl on Gilligan's Island. The name escapes me.
Marianne?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what my hair looks like today.
Very cute.
Thank you.
Deckard's talking to a nice lady. A nice Cambodian lady.
And he looks at her all confused. And he hands her a little baggie.
Actually, before he talks to her, they both get distracted by the giant noisy bird. Do you remember that part? They both turn. They all. Everybody in the scene turns and looks.
I'm telling you, it's a falcon. I have no basis for that other than I think it's a falcon because it's a big bird and that's generally how they traveled. But he hands her this little bag, and no, it's not the blue meth from Breaking Bad. It's the scale that he finds, right?
Yeah.
And she has these sharp, pointy nails.
He says, fish?
Fish, and he looks all confused. And she doesn't say a word.
His acting is a bit funny from this minute to a few minutes from now when he's talking to Taffy Lewis at the bar.
Don't say that yet.
His acting's a little funny. I like it, but I don't know if he's acting tired or drunk.
He's probably hungover, but
you,
I think...
Do you know what I'm talking about? Did you recognize that? Did you
Looked ahead in a long time. I haven't seen... When you first told me this idea last fall, in fall 2017, I hadn't seen the movie since then. The whole movie all the way through. So I'm trying to watch this really fresh and not looking ahead each time.
Well, I didn't look ahead. I did those minutes.
No, I also don't look... I try not to do more than minutes for notes than I think we're going to do in our next recording session.
Oh, really?
It helps keep my ideas fresher. Because when I've done that, I kind of tend to jump around too much and I don't like to do that. It's just the way my brain works.
Maybe that's why I suck so bad at this.
You don't suck.
None of it's fresh.
Oh, you don't suck, baby.
Thanks,
I love
honey.
You.
I appreciate it.
You're the best.
Oh, man.
That feels so bad. But I have this... I know that what I know about Harrison Ford on this movie, that he was very unhappy during the filming. Him and Ridley didn't get along at the time. There was a lot of problems on set. I'm assuming he's just kind of phoning it in with his acting.
Every now and then.
But it works.
Every now and then.
Yes, but it works for
this.
Because
you can't deny the Bryant scenes, those snarky faces.
But I feel like it works, so it's fine for his character, because he's supposed to be drunk or hungover most of the time, right? And I think that's part of why they wanted the voiceover in, to explain it, because they couldn't really understand what was happening, especially because I feel like I want to count how many words Harrison says in this movie.
You think he wrote the movie off in his head, like,
yeah, I feel
2 weeks
like
into the shoot, like, oh, this is...
The movie's a very silent movie, the way Arnold Schwarzenegger in the first Terminator only had 52 lines.
Right.
I feel like if we counted Harrison's lines, we'd be in, like, the 150 range.
Because he does had 52 lines in the original Terminator?
Yeah.
That's not possible.
Yeah.
No, he had, like, 2 lines.
No. Every time he said a word. Maybe it's 52 words.
There's no way he had 52 lines.
52 lines.
Yeah, he barely spoke. He spoke in like 3 scenes.
He's like never spoke in that movie. So I feel like...
Wait, you're comparing Ford to Schwarzenegger?
No, I'm just saying the character was so silent and I feel like that's why they felt like they needed the voiceover to explain it. Especially because movies at the time didn't have a lot of that strong quietness.
Correct.
Right. Modern movies of the 80s. Yes, they were very action-based and fast-paced. And now we have a lot of people who are okay with that because we have the influx of foreign films that do stuff like that. Like Machinist is so quiet.
Yeah.
You know, there are plenty of Japanese movies that are so quiet and people now are watching anime.
Wave the Gun.
That you sit and you're quiet all the time. And No Country for Old Men.
No Country for Old Men is an excellent example.
There Will Be Blood, where he's just walking around. Daniel Day-Lewis is the king of just sitting around, and he tells a whole story in 3 minutes, and you're like, you haven't said a word?
He's just buffing.
But you just drank my milkshake, and I totally get it.
He'll just be buffing a penny for 3.5 hours.
So we're... I think there is...
Give him an Oscar.
I think there is a fan base now that... Of audience members, I should say, not a fan base, that understands the quiet in a movie, but back then they were trying to get away from that. The same way they tried to get away from theme songs in the late 80s, early 90s for TV shows. Because they said they don't want to waste the time on a theme song. That's why Seinfeld has like just the couple of notes and not the full song. Like, standing tall on the wings of my dreams. Right? And then you get Seinfeld.
Wait a minute, stop it. Rise and fall. All right, go ahead.
The rain and thunder.
The wind and haze, I'm bound for better days.
Nothing's good. Okay, now what's the Seinfeld theme? That's it.
Just a couple
of
bass lines.
Because they were trying to move away from it, and clearly that doesn't work because we still get great theme songs. Like, our whole universe was in a hot dance state. Like,
yeah, but they do that now. They do theme songs now.
Like Friends. Friends really brought the theme song back because that became a top 10 hit.
We need our own theme song. And it should be your mom coughing for a minute and a half.
But I kind of think we cut off the subject. That's my fault. I apologize. So she takes this little bag of not the blue meth. You forgot what we were doing?
I didn't even know what I'm doing here.
Okay, she takes the little bag and puts it under a thing with a screen, which looks like one of those old... They had the TV man, the TV Walkmans from Sony that had the screen, the portable TVs.
It's a transponder.
And turns it on.
That's how that's how you get it to transpond.
And I thought it was a high-power microscope.
No, it's a transponder.
Right. Some discussion has been had that it is an electron microscope. I just think it's just high a microscope. Power. It's just a microscope with a friggin' TV. But I think in his voiceover, he called it a cheap microphone.
A microscope?
A cheap microscope, a cheap high-tech microscope. Like it was rinky-dink.
Oh, really?
But if they call that rinky-dink, then the Esper has to be too, because they all look like they're cobbled together from spare parts. They don't look like one thing. And I think it's really important to remember that at the time, you didn't buy an all-in-one computer like we do now. You bought things in components. Like the Commodore 64 had this giant keyboard thing, which was the actual computer, and then you bought the floppy drive separate. And if you were really wealthy, you bought the monitor that was specific to Commodore 64. And if not, you hooked it up to your computer and you had all these little parts to it. Hmm. Like all these, everything you bought was a separate component. Like, I don't know if you remember when we were teenagers, people had zip drives.
Yeah.
So you had a separate zip drive sitting on top of your computer tower. And you had a separate CD drive, if you had money. And then a separate rewritable drive. And then you had... an AB switch to hook up a printer and a scanner, and it had all these little extra components.
Jesus Christ, you're a nerd.
And then you had a separate webcam sitting on top.
Oh my God. Did you have this stuff?
I had a lot of that stuff.
Jesus Christ.
My first desktop computer, I upgraded from 8 megabytes to 40 megabytes, and it had a 56K modem. My friends were super impressed.
40 large.
And I had two hard drives in there, one with 1 gig and one with 2 gigs. And people were like, you got 3 gigabytes of hard drive space? I was like,
you have 3 giga?
And I had a flatbed scanner.
So we enter the envelope.
She puts it under the high power microscope. The scale.
It says fish. She looks at it. She's like, I think this was manufactured.
I think it was locally manufactured.
From the highest quality.
No, but first she says locally manufactured.
Well, I'm not quoting word for
word. I want the locally is very important to me.
Locally manufactured. Yeah, because the guy she points him to is...
Yeah, but how does she know it's locally manufactured? What is she seeing there that is a stamp of this happened like...
The serial number.
A block away. She didn't see the serial number yet.
Yeah, she did by the end of the minute.
The locally manufactured, it's as soon as she turns it on. She didn't see a serial number yet.
The screen wasn't on?
It was on, but there wasn't numbers on the screen yet.
She must have seen some telltale sign.
What do you think the tail... This is the point of this podcast. What do you think the telltale sign was?
Well, what was on the screen? It was a bunch of...
Googly-gook.
Yeah, so what do you want me to say?
There's no Google... You know what she was actually looking at on the screen? It wasn't a fish scale. It wasn't a snake scale.
Don't say it yet. I was going to save it for the next minute.
Why? It's in this minute.
Marijuana bud.
Yeah, she was looking at the ganja.
Spit all over my notes.
Why did you do that?
I have more spit on this paper than notes.
Yeah, you really are not good with these notes.
Dude.
I did this at work.
I skipped one part. Those fires in the beginning when they show the landscape, when they show the city.
I didn't do that either.
When they show the city at first in the beginning of the minute. Those fires. Every like 5-10 feet or so.
Again, let's
Almost for light or
I don't
heat
know. But
or,
let, are they it, they're probably burning trash. Let's be really clear that I do this at work on a cell phone. Like, I want this to be
You have a let's be clear moment every episode.
Do I?
Yeah.
Do you want to make a compilation of that?
You have a let's be clear, I'm busy with the kids. Let's be clear, I'm busy from work. Let's be clear, I'm sick. Let's be clear, Peter doesn't do any research. Let's be clear.
Do I say that every time? Because we should... Can that be a catchphrase?
Those are your rotations.
I have a catchphrase.
Those are like your rotating... Let's be clears.
I'll be okay. That's cool. I'm happy with that. I will make sure I say it each time. You make sure to slurp almost every single podcast.
I don't know how many other podcasts do it, but the Godfather Minute has a couple of segments.
Are you going to do a sound effect?
That have their own introduction. Okay. Like, the book is different from the movie type thing. The book is different. Every time they bring the hosts talk about a portion of the movie that's different from the book, they stop and they cut in this music. The book is different than the movie, and then they talk about that, mm-hmm. and it's over. So we're gonna have a super awesome metal riff.
Let's be clear.
let's be clear. And then you're going to say, let's be clear. I stubbed my toe on the doorway coming in here. I'm not in a good mood, and I don't care about anything.
I'm in a fine mood. I have a headache, but I'm in a fine mood.
No, let's be clear. I was just generalizing.
Okay, moving back to this. I would really like to know what made her think it was locally manufactured, because she didn't see the serial number yet.
Why'd they settle on a marijuana bud for the microscopic imagery?
Because it has a lot of... I don't know how to explain what I want to say, and I'm doing it with nooks my hands. Nooks and crannies? It has a lot of nooks and crannies.
Canyons, peaks and valleys.
Yes, there's a lot of detail, surface detail. But it doesn't look at all like a fish scale or a snake scale looks under a microscope. That's probably why it was too plain looking.
It's not cinematic enough.
Yes. So she says it's locally manufactured. Do it. You wanted to say it. The highest quality.
Highest quality.
Highest quality, superior workmanship. Do you think
that... Finest quality, she says.
Finest quality. Do you think...
Finest quality.
Do you think that the person who's manufacturing whatever this animal is makes each scale individually? Is that how they do it?
Yes. Wow. Well, I was watching the documentary on the Solo Blu-ray, Solo A Star Wars Story. Mm-hmm. And they were making Chewbacca's suit. And unless I heard it wrong...
They have to knit each hair individually.
Or unless, yeah, they knit each hair
individually. That's how they make wigs. Good wigs and good dolls.
I guess, do each hair. I don't know why I'm surprised. How else can they do it? Yeah, but by hand, they said.
Yeah.
Like, I always imagined a machine doing
that. No, they're too far apart.
Like in the beginning of Child's Play?
Then they would look... Yeah, Chucky's they would look hair. Like a doll. That's why you have to do individuals. Scopa. Just like when you do hair transplants on your own head, they do the same thing. They take like two or three hairs at a time and knit it in.
Why are you looking at my bald head?
I'm not. I'm looking at your mouth and showing it on my own head, not on your head. Otherwise, I would have went like this and shown it on your head.
Ah, she just poked my head.
So they stitch it in a couple of hairs at a time. Yeah.
So if they're making, you know...
Yeah, but if he's doing more than one snake, like Chewbacca, they did... Okay, let's say they do a few suits. But... The snakes, that's infinitely harder. Like, I can't even imagine.
I'd love to see the lab. I want to see the process. The way we saw Chew making eyes.
Yeah.
I'd love to see... Well, actually, we just saw him freezing eyes. We didn't see him making eyes. Huh.
I think he was just adding, like, the red lines to the eyes is what I always thought.
I would love to see them making the scales. Like, even in 2049, we don't see them making, like, in Westworld. Where they thread the fibers of the muscles and stuff like that.
I know, it's real awesome.
I'd love to see that in Blade Runner.
I really gotta watch the second season
of Westworld. And I don't think they're gonna make another one.
Of what, Blade Runner?
Yeah, I don't think so. Why? Because I don't think it made any money.
I don't know if that's always as important anymore.
Oh yeah, tell that to Kathleen Kennedy and then the Star Wars movies.
That's because they got a lot of backlash.
I ain't be getting no Obi-Wan movie now. Thanks to the boycotting morons. The morons that didn't go see Solo just because they were pissed off that Luke Skywalker died on a rock like an old
and fat. Can I say my catchphrase?
Piece of shit.
Can I say my catchphrase?
What? Go ahead.
Let's be clear. Peter was very upset about...
Oh, that ruined my...
That ruined his year. Christmas. Luke Skywalker died. It was the worst thing that ever happened to Peter.
The Last Jedi ruined my Christmas.
That was up there with like losing your favorite socks, yeah, that was your horrible. Pet dying. Like, he was...
But I still want to see Solo and I loved
but he
it.
Still wants to see Solo because you got to show your love. And you gotta hope for redemption.
No, you don't
gotta
do anything. I'm just very interested to see what they were gonna do with it. I expected the worst.
Maybe that's what made it better for you, because you expected the worst.
I expected the worst from Last Jedi, too. That trailer was trash.
But be that as it may, she's looking at this scale, and I start thinking...
What a segue.
Because she's like the finest, highest quality, superior workmanship. What would a cheap artificial animal be like? If this is... Clearly not. We're looking at the scale.
It would look like an actual fish scale under the microscope. And that's why Ridley Scott switched it with a marijuana bud. It would just be flat and boring.
I wonder what the price difference is. I wonder if you could tell by looking at them. Like, would it be the difference between, like, a gun teddy bear and the teddy bear you get in, like, the crane machine? Like, the gun teddy bears are like, oh, look, it looks like a real giraffe. And then the one you get in the crane machine looks like cotton.
She must have been saying finest quality... as something she wanted to say when she first saw it in the bag. Like, she probably could... She don't need to say finest quality just by looking at it under a microscope enhanced. It could be finest quality just by looking at it and say, wow, this really looks like a fish scale or whatever scale. And she probably meant it that way. Like, this is really good work, whatever it turns out to be, but it's not a fish scale. And I think that's... I don't think she decided that it was finest quality by what she saw on the
screen. I think she did. I think there was more detail in the microscope.
I think she was just chit-chatting with him
at that point. I think of it more like an impressionist painting. Like, from afar, they all look like scales, but then when you get up closer is where you see the detail. So she sees it every day, so she's qualified to know. So with the quality, well, he went to her because he thought it was a fish scale. He's at a fish booth, hands her a thing that says fish.
Yeah, no, no, so, that's what I mean.
But I assume...
So she is qualified to look at it under the microscope.
Yeah, but my assumption is that she didn't say fine. She said finest quality because of the detail that she saw on the scale when she looked at it under the microscope. Because from afar that they all look like scales.
Okay.
Especially since she didn't tell him immediately not fish and then put it under the microscope. She really needed to look under the microscope for that.
Right.
And then she says, it's a maker serial number.
And she starts saying the serial number.
And she says the serial number. We get cut off. 9906947, and then we got cut off, so we don't hear the rest of it.
Yeah.
Do they give, like, I guess everyone has their own registration number, and then you number your thing. Like, look at this limited edition, custom, whatever, it's number 7 of 200.
I might be able to answer that in the next minute.
Okay. You might? Why do you think you might?
Well, I don't want to ruin them.
But you can or you can't?
I might be able to.
How can you might? That's what
because I Because when he has the license number of the guy...
Okay, then that's not the next minute. That's the minute it after.
May correspond with this serial number.
Okay, then that's a few minutes down the road. Because it's not the next minute.
When does he meet Hassan?
Oh my God, don't say the name. We don't meet him for a while because the next minute I did doesn't have him.
Nope, it's in 49. It's in 2 minutes.
And we're on 47, so that's what you said. It's in a couple of minutes.
You were like, oh, it's so far away. It's
to
years.
To me, it could be weeks.
Thousands of years from now.
It could be
before
weeks.
Before Sigourney Weaver.
It could be weeks until we get to there. Who knows when we'll have time.
I'm done with this minute.
Thanks, I'm not. If every artificial animal needs a serial number, a maker serial number, do illegal replicant animals... What's your problem?
Nothing. It was just nice the way you stood up for yourself. I like that. Well, I'm not.
I always stand up for myself. I don't have an option. Anyway.
When you're born on the streets, you gotta learn how to fight.
I'm gonna sock you in your nose in a second. If every replicant animal has a serial maker number, right? A maker serial number on it. Do illegal replicant animals have a maker serial number?
This is another thing I was going to discuss in 48 or 49.
No good.
I was going to ask about illegal manufactured aliens and animals.
Aliens.
I'm sorry, animals and illegal replicants.
Okay, you want to look at that next?
Because I thought everything on the street was illegal. For some reason, when I started watching this minute up until like 49, 50 or in 51, I think even, I would just assume that this is like underground black market street peddlers making their own, you know, t-shirts and mix CDs and stuff like that, like you get in the city or downtown Brooklyn or something, like, you know what I mean? They're just making their own stuff until something happens in the next couple of minutes.
All right, so then we will end it and move on to the next minute so we can talk more about these replicant animals.
We'll give a high five?
Do we really need to do that?
We don't need to. I think it would be a nice gesture. All right. Bye, everybody. We'll be back for minute 48.
No, we're not. Maybe.
No, we totally are.
Okay.